Alexei Navalny has died in prison, according to authorities. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia's prison service has said that imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny has died. The Federal Prison Service said in a statement that Navalny felt unwell after a walk and lost consciousness. They said an ambulance arrived to try to rehabilitate him, but he died. There was no immediate confirmation of Navalny's death from his team. I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in Munich on Friday he was deeply saddened and concerned by the reports on the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
All the facts has to be established, and Russia has serious questions to answer.
Stoltenberg said Navalny was a strong voice for freedom, for democracy, for many years. Gaza's largest functioning hospital was under siege on Friday in Israel's war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, leaving patients and doctors helpless in the chaos as warplanes struck Rafah, the last refuge for Palestinians in the enclave, officials said. Israeli forces said on Thursday they had raided the medical complex as footage showed shouting and gunfire in dark corridors in an incursion that raised fresh alarm over the fate of hundreds of patients and medical workers and the many displaced Palestinians who had sought shelter there from fighting. Israel's military called the raid on Nasser Hospital, quote, precise and limited, and said it was based on information that Hamas militants were hiding and had kept hostages in the facility with some bodies of captives possibly there in the hospital. This is VOA News. Weeks after the Democratic Republic of Congo's worst floods in 60 years, some areas are still underwater and thousands